fix every day from 4 to 6 is scowls and brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is scowls and brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is scowls and brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN,
party,
the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN
it's
Milwaukee
party,
on YouTube.
One day only, Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, no Joshy DiMaggio. Although we called in earlier, Alex Strofe running the show is your cousin sub of the day, and we had to bring our guy, Tory Lowe, from the Tory Lowe Show, 1 to 4, on 101.7 The Truth.
Hey.
On the air, a big part of the Scalzo and Bruss family.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's happening in?
What's happening
better
in?
Better now. Better now.
What's happening in?
Powerful. What? With what?
This is the last show of the year.
It is
last show of the year.
What?
Ending it in a good place. Thanks for coming by, Tori. It's good to see that some people are still working here in this building.
Right.
You know, people are still out there listening. People are still out there watching. People are still consuming.
Right.
But I want to go down memory lane with you here a little bit, Tori.
Here we go.
When I think about one of the more ridiculous moments in Scalzo and Bruss history, you were there for it. At the bar that no longer exists, called Balzac.
Oh, my God.
When Ben
it doesn't exist?
When Ben Brust took a blow-up doll on a date.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Josh DiMaggio had to leave.
For a full hour, was seated with a blow-up doll, had a meal with said blow-up doll, while me and Tori were sipping wine and having a drink at the bar, trying to watch him feed
And wine and dine
a blow up doll.
Yeah, I mean, I fed Judy water, and I can't remember. Did I buy her an actual meal, Greg?
You bought a meal, yes,
for her.
I don't know if it was. I think you might have. I don't know how you did it.
I know
how
you wiped her mouth.
You kept trying to give her water, and then
it would spill
her
everywhere.
I mean, Tori. Can anybody else pull that off? Like, that's
can
was
nobody,
that one of the more insane things? Because that was one of the more insane things I've
that
experienced.
Off. You know what? I really believe that he was trying out for a leading role in a movie because he made that doll feel so comfortable. I mean, he treated that doll like this was somebody that he was going to spend the rest of his life with. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, and we sat there and watched all of these people sitting on the side just stare at him. And he did not break character at all.
Well, I feel like there was a time, this is what happened. You sent Tori out to, like, rattle me.
No, Tori wanted to go out and take some pictures.
Right.
And then you turned and you complained to the waitress saying, this man is making me uncomfortable.
And they almost kicked me out.
Good.
Yeah.
I was trying to have a beautiful meal with Judy the blow-up doll.
He was like, hey, that black guy over there is harassing.
I didn't say that.
Trying to get a black man on
the street. I said,
unbelievable.
I said can't a
come
man
up
and
like
his
Rodney
girlfriend
King
just have dinner in peace?
I'm just messing with you. I mean, the thing was, it was so hilarious. But that let me know that, you know, you got somebody that's willing to, you know, do the extra, you know, just for the content. I mean, he really stayed in character. Nobody shook him that day.
When it comes to blow-up dolls, Benny's always willing to do the extra.
And he was a little too comfortable around the blow-up doll. I noticed
months,
that,
huh?
You know, it was almost like he had did this before.
It felt like it. Tor, you are the biggest Packers fan that I know. The superstitious man. When it comes to this team at this place as the seventh
seed.
Here
we go.
How confident are you right now heading to playoffs?
Well, I did get a reminder that the last time that the Bears was at the top of the division and the Packers were the seventh seed, we kind of went to the Super Bowl. Was the Aaron Rodgers?
They were the sixth seed at the time. There wasn't a seventh seed. But yeah, they were the sixth seed. Yeah.
Yeah, the last seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't losing three games in a row heading into week 18.
But the similarities are still there. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, especially with the loss of Micah, you know, that does create a, you know, when it comes to defense winning championships. So I'll say this, you know, I think that I'm optimistic. The Packers are not the team you actually really want to play in the playoffs. The Packers have a good team. They're a strong team.
If you ask play the every Packers, NFC team right now to pick the one team you want to play in the playoffs, I think everyone would pick the Packers.
Is that
now,
because of the loss, the
I'm
injuries?
I'm not saying that's the right choice.
Is it because of the injuries?
I'd be scared of Jordan Love right. and what he's showed that he could do in a wild card game on the road in Dallas as a 7 seed in the Pack.
Well, right. the wild card, it's the Niners, the Rams, and the Packers, right? Are your three wild card teams.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, those are three really good wild card teams.
Really
the
good
NFC
teams.
South stinks.
Yeah,
so whoever...
it's Carolina, Tampa, with Atlanta playing for Carolina if they lose.
But I think when you look at this Packers team heading in, they are dangerous because they can win.
Right. The injury bug hit the Packers late in the season.
It didn't help. Tucker Kraft going down playing at right. all pro level didn't help. But they still ended up playing really good football offensively yes. with Jordan Love in the three-game span over the NFC North three-game stretch there. Then Christian Watson went down the same game as Micah Parsons mm-hmm. went down, and they mentally shut down. And since then, it's been a disaster. I guess they battled the Bears and played well, but the Derrick Henry's just, I don't care who it is. That's
a tough
that's
guy
unacceptable
to take down. Right.
Four touchdowns, letting him stiff-arm Carrington Valentine to the sun.
Not my boy Carrington, man. You know, I'll say this. When I look at the Packers right now, I don't know what the future holds for the Packers, but right now, they still have talent in the locker room, enough talent to play ball in the playoffs. The offense is very talented. What I don't like is that the injuries to the quarterbacks in this late in the season. Now, if there's something may have happened, if something happens where we lose both of our, you know, our starting quarterback and our backup quarterback, what happens?
I got a question for Greg right now because you literally have a world's biggest Packer fan in front of you, and you started the show by saying Packer fans are in this weird spot of their identity and
yes.
they're good, not great.
Yeah.
Like, how come you're not grilling Torrey on like what they should be doing?
Well, I think it is interesting, Torrey, right? It is Titletown.
Here we go.
No, it's Titletown. Like,
yeah, here
so
we go.
It's
right.
like you want to be is what the Packers are right now good enough? Because I'm seeing a fractured fan base who's, you got half the fans saying, you know what? They've been the 7 seed the last 3 years in the Jordan Love era. If they only had 6 playoff teams, which they had had for a very long time, that the Packers wouldn't have won. They've never won a division. I mean, look, if Aaron Rodgers wins on Sunday against the Ravens, he'll have won a division before Jordan Love.
Oh, wow.
After the breakup.
You know what I see with the Packers right now?
That's cherry picking a little bit. I mean, that's a horrible division.
Hold on, everybody's
doesn't matter.
every faithful Packer fan always keeps hope. But what I'm saying is, with the injuries to the Packers, we kind of be like, okay, well, what do we have, and what can we run with in the playoffs? Like, so that's a real question because we were just getting over the hump, and then we started losing people left and right. So I think that right now we're looking at Jordan Love to be who we believe he could be right now. He has to be what we believe he could be for us to win in the playoffs this year.
There's no doubt.
He has to light it up.
So then because heading into this year, I think it was fair to say people had Super Bowl-level expectations. After the Micah trade.
Micah.
Right?
The odds reflected
after the
that
first
as
couple
well.
Of weeks.
They were the second best odds
if
after
they fall
the first
short
2 weeks.
Of the Super Bowl, are we saying, hey, that's not a disappointment because of the injuries? Or are we saying, no, that's still disappointing? And then off of that, what is the expectations for the Green Bay Packers as a franchise, right? Like, I'll give you an example. I was in Boston last week, right? The Patriots, their expectation right. this year was just, hey, can Drake maybe be good and can you sneak into the playoffs? They exceeded expectation for this year. Now, next year, their expectation's going to be a lot higher than that. This year, the Packers have fallen short of expectation, but it feels like there's some folks that are hesitant to be able to say, hey, we're not where we should be in year 4 of Jordan Love as a starter. But they're not a bad team. They're still a good team, but to me, I think people look at it as a negative. I think having championship-level expectations is a positive. I think you earn high expectations, and it's okay to have high expectations, and it doesn't mean that you hate your team. It means you actually love them so much you want to see them do better.
All right, I'll say this, and I'm going to use this as an example. I was just watching the Christmas movie where the people had to believe for the sleigh to fly. And the kids.
Elf?
Everybody had to believe.
They all had to sing?
Yeah, you had to believe for it to happen.
Christmas magic.
So you don't want to give, as a Packer fan, you don't want to give up that belief because you may not see the sleigh go in the sky. So I think that many times we as Packer fans, we want to believe because we know that our belief also propels the Packers into a winning position. And I think that we're going to keep our belief until we can no longer play, until we're eliminated out of playoffs.
Well, your boy Kyle says the season's over already.
Here we go. See, that's the reason the sleigh couldn't get up in the air.
He's not singing.
Because people saying that they were.
He's not singing Go
first,
Pack Go right now with
at
everybody.
At first, everybody was saying Go Pack Go. Let's go Packers. You can't lose the faith. Once you lose faith, then it's a problem. I haven't lost the faith. I believe the Packers got a great chance. The Bears. Or, you know, whoever we have to play. I hope it's the Bears.
It's looking like it's the Eagles. Eagles are sitting their starters.
But I believe that we can – I believe that if it's the Bears, that gives the Packers a better chance because they're familiar with the Bears. They just played the Bears twice this season.
I hope it happens.
Let's go.
My man, Happy New Year to Tory Lowe.
Let's go.
That belief hasn't worked in over a decade.
See?
That's the YouTube chat. That's not me.
Okay, here we go.
No, Santa came just last week. He showed up. The sleigh flew. Love you, Tori.
Hey, thank you for having me.
We'll see you in 2026.
Powerful.
I feel like I was in a time war.
We'll be back next. More Scalzo and Brust. Who knows? And have a good time.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
He was a hairy middle schooler.
You nailed it. I still don't have chest hair, and he had chest hair in seventh grade.
Wow.
Very strong, very athletic.
Soft chest hair, too. Sorry, continue.
Soft chest hair is in, like, not soft because he's soft, but soft because he's very beautiful.
Kind you want to run your hands through.
I would. Sorry, you were saying.
I don't remember anymore because now I'm thinking about rubbing my hand through Jimmy Garoppolo's chest hair in seventh grade.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's like how I passed swimming lessons. I can't float, and the first level of swimming lessons is floating. My parents had to convince the teachers to pass me because I couldn't float.
Great.
And then I made it to Underwater Explorers.
He cheated in swimming class.
Everything. Josh, everything.
It goes so deep.
Scalzo and Brust.
He cheated. Well,
Ben doesn't
do little
this.
Swimmers.
Ben doesn't do this.
Golden guppies. Couldn't float. Had to convince them to send me to Underwater Explorers.
Yeah, you were great at Underwater Explorers.
I sure was.
Because you couldn't float.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Talk about the longest intro and outro liners in the history of radio.
It's Scalzo and Brust on a Wednesday. Happy New Year's. Just the ESPN Milwaukee.
See, I still don't. I'm feeling it right now, but I didn't feel the full Scalzo.
ESPN, no Joshy DiMaggio, Alex Strofe on the ones and twos. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. I thought that this was really mean, Strofe, but Brust told me I had to keep Levi, our official unofficial shipping and handling guy, on hold for over 2 hours to break the record, and he knows how competitive I am. And so Levi's been on hold for 138 minutes.
Dude, you're worse
so
than me.
So far, and I told Ben every break, can we please bring Levi on? Can we please bring Levi on? I want to have him on. I haven't talked to my guy Levi in forever, and he could be like, no, let's see if we can break the record. We've broken the record. Levi from Stevens Point, our official and official shipping and handling guy, the Scalzo and Brust family. Welcome back into Scalzo and Brust. I've missed you, buddy.
Man. Yeah, I miss you too, man. And I know. Ever since October 7th, when I said how many minutes I waited, Ben just likes to keep me waiting. But I'm just trying to be a loyal fan to the show. That's why I wait, because I have nothing to do except listen to the show.
All right, that makes me feel bad.
What do you mean?
I should get him in earlier. I guess if he's saying he's got time to wait, let's wait.
Strofe had nothing to do the last 2 weeks. He still chose not to listen to the show.
Well, Strofe was working for Green Bay game day on Saturday.
Yes, he was. Levi, because you know why? His face was on the thumbnail.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, don't talk to my boy Strofe like that from who would you... UW Siemens Point.
Yeah, what a degree. Where did you knock it into, Whitewater?
It's great to talk to you, Levi. Thank you, as always, for being such a great Scalzo and Brust fan. 800.
I got wait listed at Whitewater.
990 ESPN 800-990-3776. There's a lot that I would love to say right there, but I'm gonna let that one go.
Oh, why'd you go soft?
Michael chimes in, says, this is how I see it. For the Packers, it all comes down to Jordan Love. If Aaron Rodgers is at the same age as Jordan Love, we're going to the playoffs. With all the injuries, Packers fans would have so much more belief in the quarterback's ability to win games. The apprehension the Packers fans have is now based upon the injuries is due to their lack of confidence in Jordan Love. That from Mike in Janesville.
I like that text, but I think it's not as simple as that. I think you got to the thesis of why people feel that way, and it goes back to their head coach and play caller of what are they. And if you have a QB that's shown the ability to do what he did in 2023, I just like, and I know there was injuries last year in 2024, and if he is what we've seen to get to the top three in the MVP voting pre-Broncos game, like, it's there. Matt just needs to design the offense in, like, at this point, bleep it. Josh Jacobs is hurt. We can run the football, but we're not going to establish it the way that we want to. Let's go out swinging. Like, let your franchise quarterback just sling it around. You got Watson back. You have Reed. Wicks had a big game on Thanksgiving. Like, Golden is getting less snaps because they have Bo freaking Melton out there on offensive snaps. He's back on defense today at practice. Like, but even with all those things I said, they were still humming without Tucker Kraft throwing the football. So just I'm not even saying like the whole let Jordan loose thing. Just play free. Like you, both Matt and Jordan play aggressive. When's the last time we saw not even I'll say it, not that I want this, like a trick play that was creative or like they're so predictable.
So you're just down on the floor.
I am. Yeah. I am. I think he's a good coach, but I like your team and culture. You are going to see what it was made of after Micah went down. They passed the test for 55 minutes against the Bears, and then they peed down their leg at the end of that game. Keyshawn Nixon blew a coverage on an all blitz where he tried to jump a pass for an interception that made no sense to do in that scenario on 4th and 4, tried to be a hero again, got burnt, and then you fumble the football, and Caleb Williams throws a dot on Keyshawn Nixon again. So, again, you blow that, then you know they don't have Lamar freaking Jackson. I don't care if you stack the box with all 11 guys and make Snoop Huntley throw the ball. Do that! Don't get rammed down the throat by Derrick Henry when you know they don't have Lamar Jackson back there. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, that's the part where it's like, you see the
but
culture and identity.
But do they even have the personnel to be able to stop
it? I don't give a damn.
Do they have the added, like, you saw the Falcons play great defense against maybe the most dangerous offense in the league.
Derrick Henry's had games where he's had 30, 40 yards this year. Grant, one was against the Browns, but they can get in their own way, but they literally were just like, hey, if they would have limited a little bit of the success for Derrick Henry early on, then you saw him sit Derrick Henry for 12 minutes against the Patriots. Who says Menunkin or whatever his name is, the offensive coordinator of the Ravens, doesn't say, all right, let's try something different.
Did you just screw up the running back of the Bears with the Chancellor of UW-Madison?
Menungai?
I don't know what it is. All I know is she better have Mac on a tight leash.
No, Menungai is...
Oh, the offensive coordinator. Oh, no,
he's a running back for the Bears. Isn't that what he was talking about?
No.
You said...
I was talking about the Ravens' offensive coordinators.
Todd Mookin?
Yeah, Mookin, Menunkin. It's close. Jennifer Menunkin and...
People on the chat are just really concerned with how you look right now.
What did you do to me,
they're
Strope?
They're very worried about how pale you are. And in person, you're kind of pale, too. Are you okay?
Are you doing all right?
Do I need to hold up the white paper?
I know you were nervous, but...
What did you do to me? Or is this me?
That's you.
You do look rather pale right now.
Again, every time I look at the YouTube stream now, I just can't see, as my hairdresser said, I have some slight recession going on. And I can't unsee it now, and it's making me sad. And I look pale as a ghost.
Wait, so if your hair recedes, because I guess I don't know about your mom's dad, which a lot of people will say that's where the genetics come from.
He's got hair. He combs it over.
Yeah. Like, are you going to get it replaced? Are you going to go hair replacement? Are you going to turkey?
Flying a turkey? I think
Or would you just shave? Go back to Buzz Cut Benny?
I'd probably just go bald at that point. Just straight blade it.
Yeah?
I don't think, stop. Like, I'm not going to fall for the old Scalzo and Brust bit where you got to do this right now. I'm 10 years old.
I brought up how pale he was. He's the one that decided to go into his receding hairline and how it's all he can see.
It is receding. It does look bad.
Patrick Ewing called. He wants his widow's peak back.
We got a call coming in, Strophy. My God, do you have to do that the entire show?
Except I do it to talk to producer. I don't do it on the air.
No, I'd rather just do it.
You're right.
On the air over and over and over again. I think that, yes.
Pale and balding. What a combo. Gosh, I feel really good heading into the new year.
I mean, what?
Either turkey or baldness, that's your future.
What are we going to do?
About my hair?
You can't, like, rock a receipt. You can't just rock
Again, I brought it up, but now you're going to try and make me feel like I have a lazy eye.
Yours are, like, what's interesting is it's not your traditional male pattern baldness.
What is it?
I don't know. It's the V. It's this.
I got a
V. Not, but, like, yeah, most people have the horseshoe.
You know how, like...
Like, it comes around the sides.
You know how at Lambeau Field when they do a flyover and the planes are, like, staggered? That's what the top of your head looks like.
It's a flying V, Strophy. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Okay.
Diana in McGuanago. Welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
Hey, Dirty D.
Hey, that's what you get. Remember, that's what Tony told me to let you know. That's what you get for being rude to Stroph.
What do I get?
Your hair. Your receding hairline. You're losing hair. That's what happens when you're rude to people.
You think it's karma that he's losing hair because he's mean to Strophe?
You got that right. Tony even had me tell him that.
Why? Hey, Diana, why? What did Strophe do that's resulted in him being himself?
He exists.
So
because Ben's always rude. Ben is always rude to Strophe, and that's what he gets now. It's called karma.
How are we going to fix this between them, Diana?
I don't know. You talk to Ben about that. Ben said it's never going to happen.
You think it's all one-sided?
I'd rather go bald than stop making fun of Alex Strophe.
That's what he said. Exact words.
We'll see if it comes true, Diana.
All right. Thanks,
I'm shave
Diana.
Your head.
800-990-ESPN.
Greg, if I brought a razor into the studio, would you be upset?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do?
To shave your head.
Dude, I will stuff you in the locker before you
touch
my hair.
If it was consensual, then I would be fine with it.
No,
I got my hair cut.
I'm telling you, it will not be consensual.
No, that is not allowed.
You can try. It's allowed. Oh, you can try. Yeah, bring
that's
a razor.
That sounds like consensual permission.
Do it outside the studio.
Oh, VP, market manager, Greg's
good
out
boss,
again.
Greg. You would lay Strophe out, and then there'd be a whole... I'm protecting you right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Like... I mean,
like, because it would get real serious really fast where I don't, like, where I was arguing with my niece and made her cry, but now it would turn physical.
I mean, yeah, you can't just shave somebody's head without them. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad deal.
It's 101.
Would you? You guys all shaved your head at some point, right?
I did it.
And
yeah.
I think it excelled or accelerated the hairline.
You are really actually worried about the hairline.
I am worried. I am very worried. I can tell when Ben gets worried about something.
Mm-hmm. And he is very particular about his hair. Nobody uses more hairspray that I know than Ben Brust does.
Yeah. You could light a match in the hotel room we stayed at that one time. It blew up.
Ain't that the truth? 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Packers, Brust, Who knows? But we want to hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family, on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Should Ben shave his head with his receding hairline? That's next.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Ben, do you believe in the moon landing?
I know what the moon landing is.
Why did you look at me like that was a trick question?
Because it is.
What the hell?
Hold on. Stop. What's that? Stop.
Okay, everybody shut up.
Take a breath.
What's the trick?
The moon landing is when you're in a men's locker room and your butts touch each other.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Let's get the... You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Because what I did over the last 3 months was not good enough to win the spring session. So back to the drawing board, like I'll do with Maddie. We just scanned...
Jeez, the spring session, too. You had 25% chance of winning. Like, that's amazing.
Can I please talk about how I'm going to get better for the summer session?
When you were explaining this league, didn't you think there's like a dozen teams at least, Joshy?
If you go to the casino, you'd be rich with those odds.
You guys are really breaking me down. I hope you know that.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
That is incorrect. Breaking me down is true. You can't find Scalzo and Brust anymore. Ah, you guys are just mean and break me down. You used to be
What's
mean
incorrect about that?
Whatever. I don't know what I'm saying.
You
I'm
still
rattled.
Playing
I'm
the
rattled
same-
by the receding hairline.
Yeah, I see you've moved the headphones to the front
it
of your
head.
It was
a great now. Suggestion on YouTube.
So nobody
Maddie,
can see
Milwaukee.
Your receding hairline. The color still has not returned to your face. The nervousness is there. Is this because you're hosting a big party tonight?
No, I'm good to go. The wife's taking care of that.
Okay. This is just,
you're my ride home, by the
this
way.
This is just all about you potentially having to fly to Turkey in order to get... some sort of
is that my inevitable turkey?
I could see you shaving your head. I could see you as a shaved head guy. You could pull it off. Strofe is shaking his head.
Yeah, I don't know why you're lying to him, Greg.
What do you mean?
He's a relatively handsome guy, and I think without hair.
I think if you're handsome with hair, that means you'd be handsome without
That's
hair.
That's completely incorrect.
Got any examples?
Me.
Strofe doesn't have a very high opinion of himself in that regard.
I thought self-awareness was the most important trait. You think you're a really, really handsome guy?
I'm stunning.
Yeah, the way you came into the office
today. 8.5 out of 10.
I thought he came in just having rolled out of bed, not showered today.
No, I
and
showered
he's like,
today.
I thought my hair looked great.
I thought I was having
like
good hair
all
today.
All over the place. Yeah.
Put yourself on the stream, man. Let people see how handsome you are. YouTube,
I'm
at
I'm
ESPN
having
Milwaukee.
A good hair day, and I wore my Badger sweatshirt because my two favorite Badgers are on the radio together again.
And I do the... around here.
I was kissing your ass. I don't know why you're getting offended.
You said two favorite Badgers.
Yeah.
What would Greg have anything to do with the Badgers other than being a student there?
He went there.
Yeah, I'm a Badger.
He's a Badger. Mm-hmm. So that works.
Yeah, and you're saying he's one of your two favorite Badgers. You're a lifetime Badger fan.
I think he was just referring to people who went to Wisconsin. I don't think he was referring to people that played a sport at Wisconsin. We did win the same amount of championships, so unfortunately.
Ah!
Jeez, dude.
Ben, look at my ass kissing working.
Breaking me down, as always.
No, I mean, look, do you still play in your basketball league?
I do.
With all the balding guys? Like, what do they do? The
oh,
balding guys
geez,
with the back hair?
That's like, mean.
No, but do they
No,
do they
I'm
just
becoming
rock
one
it?
Of the people that
I
you
know.
Thought were in the league that are balding. So, no like, one's balding, by the way. The league's getting younger, and it's too fast. They try too hard.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Falling behind.
Yeah, I think you could shave your head. Don't listen to Strofe. I think you could pull it off. 800-990-3776. Do you think Strofe believes he's far more handsome than he actually is?
The guy thinks he's better at everything, the best thing that he does every day.
That's actually a good point by Ben. Like, give it to him.
This is going
to
be the best Wheel of Strofe ever. This is going to be the best parody song I've ever made. This is going to be the best time ever out of night.
One, I know, I see that. I know
you're
who
the
it
best
is,
time
too.
Ever guy. Everything's the best time.
Yeah, it could be. 800-990-3776. Get 800-990-ESPN. And I think, look, some of that extends to just the Packers fans in general, that they think everything's the best, right? Like, oh, we've got the best quarterback. We've got the best coach. And then when things ultimately lose, then all of a sudden it is like, wait a second, what's happening? I want to fire this person. 3 weeks ago, they were the MVP. Now you want Malik Willis to replace them. This happened not that long ago in the history of Scalzo and Bruss when they had a two-time MVP, and we had one very specific caller who was calling in saying, get him out of town. Get him out of town. We got a Lamborghini in the garage. And then that Lamborghini hasn't even won the division yet. Speaking of, 800-990 ESPN.
The clown!
Mark in New Berlin, the official unofficial clown of the Scalzo and Bruss family.
Mark?
Happy New Year! Hey! I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year. It's good to see the band back together. Even Scalzo, I'm not even, since it's a new year, I'm not even going to get crazy here. But I want to say, Benny, your hair is receding a little, but I got a solution. And you know Marky always has a solution. Use Homer's toupee. Homer has a toupee. Especially, you might scare your daughter, but use Homer's toupee, especially if you go out tonight. I could see you at the bars, toupee on, dancing, show me the love shirt. Man, I'm telling you, you look good.
I'm still confused now, because you're not the same person I remember.
You about Aaron Rodgers. The last time I see you, you were growing your hair out like, then you did cut it. Now it looks like you're trying to look like Mattie Mouse. You know, I'm not even going to get on you, but you got to admit, Mark was right.
Whoa. Mark, it's my turn. Greg started this call by saying,
line two,
Jordan Love has not won the division since he's been the quarterback, so how is he a Lamborghini?
Oh, is that how he stopped? I was going to be nice to him. Now he wants to go down that road. Well, I'm telling you, he's a Ferrari in the garage. Don't worry.
He's out of the garage now.
Don't worry when we see. You don't have to worry about him. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing to worry about.
So is this the Super Bowl year, Mark, in New Berlin? Is this where he becomes a Super Bowl?
This is the Super Bowl year. Hop on the train. Don't jump off it right now. Nobody's going to play this game.
Are you worried that Aaron Rodgers will win this weekend and will win a division title before Jordan Love does after Love took over for Aaron?
I'm not worried about that because that's not going to happen.
Okay.
The Ravens are is a way better team than the Steelers. I'm not worried about that at all.
He's lost his fastball too. You know why? He didn't say he's the choker. Aaron Rodgers, the choker.
Oh, I love you, Mark, in New Berlin. I hope you're right about the Ferrari. He's out of the garage. We'll see what he can do. Mark in New Berlin, all-time Scalzo and Bruss family member right there.
Another sad moment is I was on YouTube when I turned my head to the side as I'm wearing the headphones over my bald spot. You can see
just the patch.
The patch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
Bill and Delavan, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I was the official, unofficial clergy person on the old show until you guys got your divorce.
What is a clergy person?
Yeah, you asked it back then, too.
He still hasn't learned. He's a man of the cloth.
I'm a deacon in the Episcopal Church. My comments, I think LaFleur and Goody did a pass with the injuries this year. This whole season has been overreaction Monday. 1 week we're going to the Super Bowl, and next week it's fire LaFleur. Just goes over and over. But beginning of the season, we looked like we had something, so I think they deserve another year.
All right, so you think injuries, let them get for another year, but you wouldn't sign them to the extension. You would let them live on sort of this last year of their contract, see if they can do something special next year.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Bill, the official unofficial clergyman of the Scalzo and Bruss family. Clergy person of the Scalzo and Bruss family. Bill from Delavan, of course. Yes. Look, I'm okay with that. My thing is just, I feel like the Packers fan base right now is that of like a conflicted human being where they are just stuck between, hey, I'm happy. I'm convincing myself that I'm happy, but I'm also kind of miserable. And I thought life had more in store for me. You know, it's almost like Packers fans are sort of collectively at a midlife crisis where it's like, hey, like I thought I did everything the right way. And I thought that this would bring me a little bit more joy and a little bit more fulfillment and a little bit more happiness.
And that's yet, the midlife crisis of the Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love era.
Now I find myself sort of being like, is this all there really is? Are we ever just going to like, we're just always going to be a wild card team. We're always going to be good, not great. We're always going to have an excuse here. And it feels like collectively that's what it is. And you're a person divided saying like, okay, do I want to stay with this? Because maybe it's worse if I leave this situation. Or are you going to stay with that? Because you say, you know
what?
It's
a stable marriage.
Because you know what? It's stable. And like, it's good enough. And, you know, I could leave. Or do you say, I want to leave because I always expected more for my life. And this is all that this combination has shown me right now. And I think that Packers fans in the fan base is at this sort of midlife crisis moment of, are we ever going to be more than this? Is ain't bad good enough?
Ain't bad.
From our Gary Indiana guy?
So I would consider Greg Scalzo a very solutions-oriented person. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I still, Strove, correct me if I'm wrong. Have you heard a solution from Greg, or is he just presenting Packers fans having a midlife crisis?
I would say the latter.
Yeah. Just saying a lot, not providing solutions. Very unlike you.
You asked me what I would do if I were Ed Policy.
And you danced around that answer, too.
I didn't. I said that I would no longer have the organizational structure that they had, and you'd have to make a choice between GM and coach, and then you ultimately have to have them be connected.
You said you'd move on from Goody.
Yes. I was very answer. Clear.
That actually is a solution.
I answered it. You're both
we're
morons.
Back. You we're
both,
so back.
You both don't listen, except for when you each respectively talk. It is like you guys are very similar. I'm starting
to
see Strove's. I'm starting to
see
Strove's hairline recede right now as he's looking into his future. Your hair even looks kind of similar right now.
I have a great head of hair. Don't put me in that.
Great head of hair. Yeah,
you have a great
head
of hair.
You have a good head of hair.
You're right. Yes. You have a great head of hair.
800-990 ESPN.
Not so much.
800-990-3776. Rachel in the Third Street Market Hall. Welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
Hello, greetings from outside your studio. I don't have much to weigh in on the situation for you guys with the Packers. I really feel for you guys. I'm a Bears fan. I grew up in Chicago and moved to Milwaukee as an adult. But I really do respect the fact that people in Wisconsin really put a lot into their feelings for football, and I think that that's like really admirable. It's funny to me because on the 20th when I was I actually went to a movie because I was I'm gonna have too much anxiety watching this game. I can't do it. I check my phone every few minutes after the game starts, right? Get to the end of the game, there's someone in the lobby of my movie theater watching the game. I go, there's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, there's no way we're winning this. Got home from the movie, did not check the score. My friend texts me, she said, somehow the Bears won. I was like, excuse me, what? I checked my phone. I was absolutely shocked. And the funny thing was, the next day I noticed a lot of people seemed really upset and very sad. And as someone who grew up as a Bears fan, right, we've had a lot of downs, a lot of really bad seasons where for us it's just like, okay, we got to start over. We need things to rebuild. And we, like our coach has said, that it's just like a rebuilding year.
Rachel.
It's like Clay, we need to get better. It's a good year, right?
Yeah.
But people here get really upset. And I really feel that that's, they care so much. And that's why
they're
upset.
There's
right?
a lot of passion on both sides, which is great. But what I want to know from you, Rachel, is do you ultimately have an opinion on Ben Bruss' receding hairline? And should he or shouldn't he go to Turkey to get it addressed? I don't know if you have a significant other and how you feel. But
the funny thing was I broke up with a Packers fan ex this year who was balding, and I would actually recommend that you don't go to Turkey because the hairlines people get in Turkey are really bad. If you're going to get hair surgery, I would say don't go to Turkey. Go somewhere.
Why'd you dump him?
Did you dump him because of the hairline?
Oh no, I dumped him because he cheated on me.
Oh. Well, sorry.
But the funny thing is, I dumped him, right? And now this is the first year that the Bears are number one in the NFC North. And I was like, maybe I should have done this sooner. I don't know if there's any correlation.
Do you think his transgressions and you holding him accountable to that has flipped the rivalry now? Do you think you're part of that?
I hope so. I know a lot of the comments I've seen from Packers fans right now are people going, oh, this is your Super Bowl. You guys treat this like your Super Bowl. What does that mean? Like, we won a big rivalry game. We're excited that we won a big rivalry game after years of being pretty bad, right? Like,
I think you just described what the Super Bowl
is
for you guys.
It, I mean, the Super Bowl for us is really going to the Super Bowl, which we've done before. It's been a while. But, like, the point is that people, when people say, oh, this is your Super Bowl, I'm just like...
800-990-ESPN. Thank you very much, Rachel, from the 3rd Street Market Hall. We're going to go to Taylor in Waukesha. Taylor, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, Strofe, you're still a clown, but Ben, I got a question for you.
Okay.
If a magic genie came down and said he'll give you a full head of hair right now, but you're going to lose 3 inches in your height, would you do it?
Hell no.
So you go from 6 feet tall
I'm done with this show. I'm done.
To 5'9"?
I told you in the break I missed this. I don't anymore. I don't miss you bullying me.
No, you're going from 6 feet to 5'9".
I measured myself with a doctor without shoes.
But you have hair. Is that, hold on, Taylor, was that the hypothetical? So he goes from 6 feet to 5'9", but he has hair versus he stays at 6 feet, but he has no hair.
Well, no, I'm asking, what would he do 2 inches? But real quick, Ben, I got a solution, though. People are claiming that the red light therapy for hair, tea tree shampoo, like, you can do this, man. I got faith in you.
All right. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks,
and Greg. 800-990-ESPN.
This has turned into Scalzo and Brust, where you've made it about my hairline.
3776. We'll finish up on Scalzo and Brust next.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Michelob Ultra.
Whose face is on the dime? It is FDR. You know who that is?
Franklin FDR. Franklin Roosevelt.
There you go.
What's his middle name?
Scalzo and Brust.
I will accept Franklin D. Roosevelt. That is good. That's good enough. That was mean. Now I'm being mean to Ben. Hand up, pat on the back to me. I apologize to Ben Brust. Now I'm picking on him.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Save me. It's not a Friday, it's not the end of a week, but it is the end of a year. Scalzo and Brust, sending you out the right way. Strofe finally comes back to work after 2 to 3 weeks off, sitting on his couch, drinking with his mom during the day. Benny's losing his hair. Josh will never be friends with him again. Josh's mom is even more angry. Mussolini's looking for revenge.
Is the Scalzo and Brust family broken?
Joshy, or not
Joshy. It would be fitting. We're all parents of divorce.
JB has become the 32nd man. I don't know what happened today. We'll see if the Packers can do it in the playoffs. Thank you, Strofe, for coming in and doing your job for once. Benny, good luck tonight. I know you need to get home right away. And for you, the Scalzo and Brust family, let's have a new